Homeland Security just bought a load of deadly ammunition. Some 750 million rounds of hollow point bullets. So deadly and inhuman that they've been outlawed by the Hague Convention for military use. But Homeland Security is looking more and more like a paramilitary operation with little regard for humanitarian concerns. Now, on whom does Homeland Security intend to use these bullets on? Enough to kill every American, not once, but twice. And does Congress know about this outrageous purchase? Of course they do. You see, the main players behind Homeland Security are Jewish Senators Joseph Lieberman, head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, Carl Levin, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Don't be misled. Janet Napolitano, an alleged lesbian, who Alex Jones calls Big Sis, has absolutely no power at all. She's nothing more than a puppet. Now, throw into the mix former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, whose porno scanners are in airports across America, and all four of these Zionist Jews' intimate ties to the Israeli security apparatus, and you've got a made-to-order Jewish Gestapo operating under the cover of Homeland Security. You think I'm kidding? It's all up on AIPAC's website under its supportive Homeland Security Monitor. Now, AIPAC, part of Jewry's ever-expanding international police state, boasts that Napolitano just signed an agreement with the Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, allowing Israelis to breeze through American TSA lines. No pat-downs, no porno scanners, while the rest of us get the shaft. What I'm getting at is this. The infamous Patriot Act grants to Homeland Security the right to have its own private army. And this militia, now in formation, is arming itself to the teeth. Just who is Homeland Security arming itself against? The Taliban? Forget it. In a disturbing yet not surprising development, the multi-million-dollar Jewish lobby, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, was absorbed into Homeland Security in 2010 to counter extremism in America. Apparently, part of the SPLC's role is to train local police in pre-incident terrorism. Returning vets, anti-abortion and anti-homosexual groups, pro-constitution and patriot groups like the Oath Keepers are included on this list. Lots of Christians here, apparently targeted as pre-incident terrorists. This is no conspiracy theory, my friends. This is fact. And the black vans are already picking up returning vets, like Brandon Robb, and now an unnamed decorated veteran whose father is a Christian pastor. Not charged with any offense, but after confiscating their guns, thousands of vets are disappearing into psych wards, charged with a crime of criticizing the government. Bottom line, a Jewish-inspired government persecution of Christians is now upon us, but not only against Christians, but on liberty-loving Americans as well. Homeland Security's FEMA camps has plenty of coffins ready to stuff their targets into.
What in the hell is this?
Tens of thousands of coffins. Officially, they're plastic grave liners. The company that makes them says they're just being stored for people's pre-needs. Well, who in the hell has a pre-need for this many coffins? Unless they're planning a massacre.
And the paramilitarists at the Jewish-led U.S. Department of Homeland Security are gassing up their black vans. And if that doesn't work, to open fire on us all.